Amen. We are on the fourth week of Advent. So the title for the sermon this morning is The Love of God. You know, recently the TV in Houston, KPRC, they rank Houston is the second sinful city in America. So a lot of cities in Houston or in America, they get high ranking on something positive, but somehow Houston city in reverse way. Can you turn on in the back so I can see what I'm talking about? Okay. And they had the company to do the survey. The crime rate in Houston is low. It's not that high. But when they study about how the people think, the behavior of the people, and based on the study, they find out we rank number two, sinful. Even though Houston have more churches than any city in Texas, or can say in America, but somehow the sinfulness, the attitude, the behavior is not that good. And also, human trafficking in Houston considered is higher than in Cambodia and in the third world country. And why things happen? And one of the reasons, because a lot of people from other cities in America, in the world, move to Houston, and they also carry the behavior and the sinfulness, especially the human trafficking. And if I have the opportunity to visit certain area in Houston and some of our church members, and unbelievable, certain part of the city, the human trafficking is very, very bad. And a couple years ago, I don't even know the people who take some visitor to our church, and it turned out to be they are part of the human trafficking group or the network, and they come to visit our church. And of course, when we find out about that, of course, they run away from the church. So the thing is real, not only from behavior, from the moral principle from the Bible was a violate, and even though the crime rate is low, but the behavior and the characteristics of even the people go to the church is break away from the biblical principle or the biblical moral. However, there's a hope, because the holiday season or the Christmas season is the best time to share the message, to bring the people to Christ through hope, through peace, through joy, and the fourth Sunday of to the love of God. Because the love of God is a theme, you find out it runs through the whole Bible. Entire Bible talking about the love of God. It's the foundation of relationship with Him and with others. When that relationship and when that principle breaks down, sinfulness will come in. And that's why it happened not only for the city of Houston, but also for a lot of cities in America and in the world. So the Bible telling us about God's love is unconditional, sacrificial, and eternal. By understanding the love of God would help to strengthen our faith, but also giving us the practical implication on how we use it. So we can live the life a fulfillment as a believer. And for some of you, you're not quiet as a believer, not yet placed your faith in Christ. And I hope the sermon this morning is an invitation for you. So two passages we're going to look this morning. The first one is John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And the second passage is in the letter of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. So look at these two passages, very, very powerful passage, highlight the nature of God's love. And hopefully we learn the principle or have the foundation to lead our life in the straight path. Okay, let me pray. And Father, we thank you very much just being here, especially Christmas season and the fourth Sunday in the Advent Sunday about the love of God. Through the Christmas season, we learn about the peace, we learn about hope, we learn about the joys, and today about the love of God. So I pray the Holy Spirit continue to use me to share the message from the Bible, from the Scripture only. And I pray the Holy Spirit be with the people in this room so you can hear the message, you understand it, but very important to apply for your own life so you can impact the people around you and especially the city you live in. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Three things I'm going to share with you. God's love is sacrificial. God's love is personal. For each one of us, we need to get hold of that. And God's love is transformational. I will go point by point. The first one, John chapter 3, verse 16, 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So this verse, you find out, is captured the essential of God's love. It is sacrificial. God did not just love the world in just the general, from distant way. Okay? But he demonstrates his love the most concrete, the most self-given manner possible. And the Bible talking about he sent his only Son. Okay? The second person of God, Jesus Christ. So he died for the sin of humanity. If you study the Bible is talking about he died on the cross because of our sin. And by believing him, we have everlasting life. By believing him, you would have hope for the future, even though sometimes you go through challenge, trial of this life. By believing him, you have peace. Because sometimes people cannot give you peace. Regardless, you can make money, regardless, you have good profession, good job. Regardless, you have the power, the authority, whatever position in whatever you do. But it still not provide peace for your own heart. It's only through Jesus Christ. And thirdly, by believing him, he would have give you choice. The choice cannot be influenced by the outside, but from the heart. When you have the choice in your heart, it will show, okay, through fellowship with the people, through service, or even singing to worship God. It has to have that choice. People cannot give you that choice. Because if the people give the choice, it's only temporal. It's you got it, you lose it. Okay? is changed by your emotion. But the joy of God is permanent, it's eternal. And I hope you understand that. This, you read the news way back. You know the dot, the black dot on that screen? There's a child, okay? That child have fallen down in the car coming in, and you see the picture of the father. So imagine the father see the child in danger. So he willing run out there in front of the car to save that child. And this is, even though the news or it kept imperfect picture, illustration of the sacrificial love of the Father. But God showed us through Jesus. He didn't say, I love you, John, or Peter, or whoever, man. He didn't say, I love you. But he showed us by sending Jesus Christ to suffer, to die for us on the cross, so that we would have eternal life by believing him. That's what John 3:16-17 talking about. So as a believer, we come to mirror God's sacrificial love. It means we have to love each other. It's not by word, but through action. Each one of you, you have the family, your parent, your brother, your sister. The Bible talking about love each other. But how can you love each other, love the member of your family? You have to have that love in your heart through Jesus Christ. So when you see the person, the member of the family, you have that love in Christ so you can love other. And the same thing as a church member, if you have the love of Christ in your heart, it's easy to forgive on the small mistake. It's easy to listen to the advice, but you didn't get mad if that advice, you know, in parallel with the moral or the biblical principle. And it's easy to serve the people in the community. A lot of people need help, but if we don't have that love in our heart, it's very difficult to serve other people. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time, okay? We had the worship and Christmas program at West Houston Rehab Center, the nursing home, and which we have worship service just about every month. And you can see the people. I call this group of people is the forgotten people. We had the Christmas program, we broadcast, but none of the family member, except one member of the family, show up. And that kept strange. Because the same time last year, we had more people, more family, to come and worship and talk with the parent and grandparent. Why this year didn't see it? So maybe the TV talking about the most sinful city, maybe it already influenced inside the family. So there's a distance between the relationship between the child, the children, and the parent or grandparent. Maybe. Okay? But we have a good time. We serve the food. The church provides food to serve everybody. And a lot of folks kept crying because they can sense the joys of the people of the churches, even the children, do the singing and serving. Praise the Lord for that. But again, God sent not only just word, just talk, but through action. Whether it's forgiving someone who has wronged us, serving the need, put the needs of others before our own. We, as a Christian, as a believer, we have to reflect God's love, show us through Jesus Christ. But again, some of you may not yet accept Christ. The message of John 3:16 is very, very simple but powerful. The passage is talking about God loves you so much So have to die on the cross. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die for you on the cross, so that you can reconcile with him to receive the gift of eternal life. So if you had never experienced God's love this way, so I invite you today, open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Second point I would talk, okay, based on First John chapter 4, verse 9-11, I had to preach basically the same message for the Vietnamese, but I picked the book of Philip, so my mind have two passages going on at the same time. But if you attend the Vietnamese worship, I will read the book of Philip, okay? This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that he may live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as atoning sacrifice for our sin. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So you see, this point he's talking about God's love is not from distant, but it's very, very personal. God's love is not something abstract, okay, but personal. God didn't just love the world in general sense. Oh, I love the world, everybody. No, he loved you and he loved me personally. His love reached out to each one of us, each one of us in this room. And his love is just so great that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die specifically for our sin. My sin, your sin. That kind of personal. So that we could have relationship with him. Okay? Third point, God's love is transformational. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. This is the final part of 1 John telling us, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love another. The Bible talking about his love is transformational. When we experience God's love, when we believe or accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, we change. We change. We're no longer the same. Even though outside we look about the same, but inside, something moved, something changed. God's love moved us to love other in return. That's what the Bible talking about. As God has loved us sacrificially, personally, and we are come to love other the same way as God loved. So God's love is meant that to transform our hearts and minds, transform our hearts and minds, so that we become more like him in how we love others. So when you get up in the morning, you know, you take care of yourself before you go to work or before you go out to meet friends or go to school. When you look yourself in the mirror, what exactly do you see? From outside, you look good. I agree. You're very handsome. You look really very, very beautiful. But again, when you look inside of you, are you still the same person with hatred, with sadness, with complaining, with ungrateful heart? Or you see the person with the love of God, you have joy, you have peace, you have hope, you have forgiveness, and you're easier to get along with. Which person do you see? Will the person outside or inside match with your outside appearance? Is it match? When you work, when you talk, is it you or somebody else? When you come to the church, you talk with each other, Is it the same as the same person when you talk with the people you meet outside the church? Is that the same person or two different persons? When KHCB, they do the survey, they do the study, it turned out to be the reason they said it's the most sinful because there is two distinct different person. The person when they deal with the authority, the position, the rich person, the wealthy person, look like their behavior is very good, look like their character is perfect. But when they talk with the poor people, the needy people, look like they are the ugly person. That's what they can't sin. So I hope the sermon today, or for the next few weeks, of course this coming Tuesday, we celebrate Christmas. I pray that you have to sense a change in you. So the person inside of you match with the person outside of you. So you are one person, regardless in the church, at work, in school, you meet the people, or you serve the community. Only one person. The inside person match with the outside. So they see one person. They see one John. They see one Peter. Not Peter at church, different from Peter out in the world. Okay? And Christmas is a good time to reconcile with the family. Good time to reconcile with whatever conflicts you have with people at the church. Work, school, community, wherever. Okay? So I pray that you'll be more like Jesus Christ wherever you are. Okay, you imagine with me, if you are at the lake, the water very smooth, and you pick up the rock, you throw it into the lake. What exactly do you see? You see like that, right? You see the ripple effect. And that ripple spread from the inside or outside. Same thing, the love of God in our hearts should cause the ripple effect. And the center of that ripple is from you, your heart. And when you touch the world, it's widened, that ripple effect, widened that circle, cause to everyone who interfaces with us. Everyone we encounter. So it changed how we interact with the people in the family, our friends, neighbors, now who else? Or even the stranger, okay, you will meet during this Christmas season. God's love transforms us, compels us to love others similarly. Okay, and that the message. Okay. So if you have the believer, ask yourself, how has God's love transformed your life? How? Are you still holding to the bitterness, the anger, or the unforgiveness? So I can encourage you to reflect on the love of God. Allow it to transform you. And let that love be the foundation in your relationship. And allow it to change how you respond to others. We are called to love others just as God has loved us. Without the condition, but with grace. But again, if you not believe in Jesus, so I would ask you to open your heart to his love. It will transform your life. It will bring you peace, hope, and a purpose in the way you cannot imagine. You cannot just experience if you not believe in Christ. The love of God can change your life the way you never thought possible. So at the conclusion, at the conclusion, whether you are a believer or though are still searching, God's love is the answer. And just like the message talking about God's love is sacrificial, personal, transformational, and it is the love God sent Jesus down on this earth to die for us on the cross. The love that seeking to bring us back together in relationship with God. And the love that changed our heart so we can love other. So I challenge you, if you are still searching, I challenge you to reflect God's love. I challenge you to receive God's love today through Jesus Christ. Accept Him as your Savior and let His love transform you. God offers you the greatest love of all, and that love is forgive, the healing, and also eternal life. And all of you, some of you, or most of you believers, I would ask you, be a vessel to love the people around you so you can impact the people. And hopefully next year when the TV station do another survey from the character and the behavior of the people in Houston, and hopefully we'll be ranked at the bottom from the biblical moral and the sinfulness from the heart. Okay, let us stand up so I can pray for you. Our Father, we thank you very much for your incredible love for us. I pray for those who are hearing the message and searching for your love. So I pray they were ready to receive your love. I ask that you open their heart to Jesus Christ, who came to save them. May they experience the peace and transformation that come through the personal relationship with you. And Father, for the believer, I pray they, through the love of God, the love of Jesus, they would impact for the people around them, in the family, neighbor, friends, and even stranger. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.